Corn harvest starting slow. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I definitely think it will be a record corn crop in this area.
For those starting to harvest this year's corn crop, like Willie German of Fayette County, it's looking like what many will call a bumper crop.
Most I had ever averaged before we had any irrigation, was 165, and that was in 2005. Generally speaking, we usually average 155. Our historical average is around 150, and I think this year it'll be 25 bushels above that.
Willie German, like other corn farmers across Tennessee, have seen some really ideal growing conditions for most of the season, despite getting somewhat of a late start in planting.
We had a mild summer, and we've had ample rain. There were very few weeks that we didn't get a little rain along, and matter of fact, we've got several center pivots, and I was looking the other day at how much we actually watered this year, and I only put 4 inches extra, you know, even though I had the water available. And this year, it's not a lot of difference from under the pivot and outside the pivot. So generally speaking, I would think the corn's going, in our area, dry land's probably going to average 175, and there'll be a lot of fields over 200 bushels.
A German says he's harvested about 600 acres of his total 2,000 acres of corn that was planted. Statewide, farmers are just now starting to begin harvest, and there's an estimated 820,000 acres of grain for harvest this year. And according to the latest crop progress conditions from the Tennessee Ag Statistics Service, only about 10% has been shelled so far, about the same pace as last year, but way off the 5-year average at this point in the season, which is over 30%. But finally, harvest is here. So far, looking pretty good. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.